Greetings, everyone. This is your Freedom Club USA VIP and member call. I'm Tom, your founder and co-host with Debbie tonight. And we suggest you always bring some water to the call and have a few swallows as we'll start our call, as usual, with our grounding exercise. Very important part of our awakening here. So go ahead and take a few swallows, and we'll get underway. And if you're driving, this would not be the time to do this. We suggest you close your eyes during this exercise. You can be seated. You can be lying down. No distractions, no disruptions. And take a nice cleansing breath. That's take a breath in through your nose, into your heart space, and let that out slowly through tight lips. And another in-breath to your heart space, hold it, and now in your out-breath, send your light, love, and gratitude down to your legs, your feet, right to Mother Earth. And thank her for all the wonderful gifts she's provided us. Air to breathe, food to eat. And take another in-breath into your heart space and let that out slowly and just assimilate. And feel Mother Earth's light and love coming up to your feet, your legs, right into your heart space. Another in-breath. Hold on the out-breath, send your light and love to Creator of all that is and more. With your gratitude and love and appreciation. And accept Creator's light and love returning to you down into your heart space. And blend those together as another in-breath comes in. Feel grounded in the presence of Creator. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Let's also do a reversal here. Clear out any reversals. Touch your right elbow in the vicinity of your left knee. You don't have to reach all the way. Left the elbow toward your right knee. Again, right to left. Left to right. Right to left. Left to right. And that'll clear out any reversals that may be present. Okay, do this daily, by the way, on your own. Both of these exercises. And now let's check in with Debbie. What's news from the RV world, Debbie?
All right. Welcome, everybody. We'll start with a disclaimer. We do not give tax, legal, or financial advice. The information we do give you is true and accurate at the time as we know it. And we do also know that from experience, things change rather quickly. So make sure you do your own due diligence. I really have nothing to report tonight. Everybody is under NDAs. People are disappearing because they've gotten their funds, they've turned off their phones, they've changed their email addresses, so on and so forth. We do know bonds are paying out. I know there's supposed to be a percentage of them. I don't know what that percentage is before we get our release. But everybody is really excited about this week, so we will keep an eye on the process this week. Somebody did ask me how long it would take for everything to be posted on the site once we do get the final information, and we will do that as quickly as possible, depending on if it happens in the middle of the night or sometime during the day. We will get that posted and that email sent out for anybody that has signed up for RV Alert. So with that, I will give it back to you, Tom.
Okay, thank you, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's suppose that somebody walked into your life who, let's say, was in a woke status, had no idea what's the cause of things going on the planet. They might start questioning things. Let's say they're starting to awaken. And they look around. They've been fed nonsense by the major media. They believe Biden is your president. They believe he won the election. Excuse me. He won the election fair and square. Well, you know differently, but there's a lot of mystery, perhaps, in this person who's just coming into an awakened state. So let's kind of bring them up to date. As if you were monitoring and, educating someone who maybe came out of their cave for the last few decades and is wondering, what the heck is going on? We got Russia invading Ukraine, supposedly, and on it goes. So what's the story here? But to start a good story, it's always important to go back to the beginning. We look around the world, we see a lot of crazy. We see gas prices going nuts. We see food prices going nuts. We see a world of confusion. We listen to the media, we watch our internet, and we get mixed responses. One says this, the other one says the opposite. Where do you know? Where do you go for truth? How do you know? Well, of course, our Freedom Club USA.com site and Earth News and our BioRenews site are all very cleaned up for the purpose of presenting one thing, truth. And that's been our mission from day one. The truth shall set you free. So let's explore some truth and bring this, we'll call them Joel and Mary here. We got a couple are puzzled and scratching their heads, and they're wondering, what the heck? How did we get here? So Joel and Mary, we're going to go back to the beginning very briefly, and then we'll go fast forward. This paradigm that we live in is the 200th paradigm that there has ever been. Everyone preceding this has been totally of the light. No darkness, no harm, no, everybody was in the light. But also not necessarily growing and learning, because there wasn't any challenge. Everything came easy. So here we are, for the first time, having darkness and light together in a paradigm. The duality. Okay? This all goes back about 13,000 years. Well, when you turn loose darkness, which is the exact opposite of Creator's light and love, very powerful, not as powerful as Creator, of course, but nonetheless very devious. So the game had the structure. Here are the rules. Light and dark will coexist, but those who choose the light can stay in the light and not be interfered with by darkness, unless you contract or agree to play with them. Simple enough, right? So you can dabble in the dark if you want. You can go plunge yourself into it, or you can stay out of it. But what do we know about darkness? They don't follow the rules. They cheat. Surprise, surprise, right? So what do? They change the rules. Favoring themselves, of course. So they created a, like an umbrella, I guess you'd say, over the top of the existing game, which then they made up their own rules and controlled everything. And they said, no, you don't need to contract with us. We can invade you. The dark ones can invade you, the light ones, any old time we want. We can contract with you, agreements, even if you're not even consciously aware. We can stick it to you, in other words, any way, any time we want. And we have many tools the dark are saying. We have nasties, we have entities, we have energies, essences, and dozens of different flavors in unlimited amounts. We can swarm you, invade you, infuse in you, whatever we want, anytime we want. Particularly if you're in an influential position. We can invade you and manipulate you without you even being aware we're there. So you make decisions on behalf of us because we are esoteric and we do not take on physical form. But you are in physical form, so we can invade you and use you as our tool. Isn't that what we see today among all the past decades? In fact, your whole lifetime we've seen, in fact, and go back as far as you want in history. And you see key leaders have been invaded and have done horrible things. Started wars, killed people, poisoned them, do whatever. That's not the natural nature of a human. The natural nature of a human is peace and love. Not killing, not harming, not stealing, not manipulating, not controlling. Live and let live. So whenever you see a person today or any time in history that is doing harm or has done harm, you know they're invaded by a whole slew of these nasty energies, entities, essences, whatever form they come in. When we do our cleanups today with the wellness, complete wellness process, the first step is the wellness cleanup, and that is to remove whatever entities have invaded you. You see, it's not just the leaders they infused in, because you need followers, people who will obey and, yes, sir, whatever you say, sir. How to get people to be compliant? Well, you invade them and you mess with them. You interrupt their critical thinking. Well, we saw that in liberals and still do, right? You show them the facts and they get all berserk. They don't have access to their left and right brains. Okay? They only have the emotional side, not the logical side. So they can't use those two together to come up with a rational response. So they can interfere with critical thinking, or maybe it's some other aspect of emotions that can trigger people to be very reactive and kind of lose control. So that's how people are compliant, whereas they will agree to such nonsense. For example, there's a meme you'll see out on our Earth News here probably tomorrow. Photo of a whole crowd and everybody's wearing a mask. Wow. It states some people would know tyranny if it covered their faces, locked them in their homes, enacted the biggest wealth transfer in history, censored them, made them show papers, and forced medication on them. The jab. That's our current crisis we're working through, right? So what's in the jab? They call it a vaccine. But vaccines have never, ever worked. Putting poisons or toxins or live viruses or even dead ones or live anything, bacteria, into one's body is harmful and always has been. Every vaccine anyone has ever had has been harmful. But it took us decades of conditioning saying over and over and over, look, we wiped out polio. That's the big one they talk about, right? No, they didn't. They just changed the name of polio to MS. Oh, look, no more polio. But MS continued, didn't it? So to sell the story to the public, you need to control things like the media. Remember, Nixon got caught with his fingers in the cookie jar, and he lost, he was removed from office. He resigned. Watergate, they found he had done a little tampering, or at least someone on his behalf did, into some political whatevers. So he got caught, and wow, back then we had more of a political conscience for truth. So the dark ones found out media is powerful. They can take down a president. We can't have that. He was the boy we put in there, meaning the dark ones. So they start buying up all the media. We have 6 major companies that own all the major media, particularly in the U.S., and there's newspapers, television, radio. And then along came social media with the Internet. Wow, what a tool that is, access by anyone to truth or to fiction. Which do you believe? It's hard to know, isn't it? So they started banning truth on social media because they were infused by darkness, the leaders. So anybody sharing truth? Banned. Even our President Trump was banned from Twitter and perhaps other places for him speaking truth. So we have 2 worlds we are in. We have the physical world. We started off in 3D over the last 10, 15 years. We moved from 3D to 4D, the fourth dimension, which was a step up. At the beginning, 13,000 years ago, we were 2 strands of DNA when we had this thing called the fall of man, and we left our light bodies and, boom, dropped into these carbon animal-like bodies. Need to be fed, right, continually, high maintenance. But with 2 strands of DNA, also easily manipulated. So we went from light beings, which is our natural state, unlimited beings. Didn't need to eat. In fact, there's no organs or glands in a light being. You don't even need to breathe. There are no lungs to breathe with. You just are. We went from that state to these, as an experiment in this duality, into these very limited bodies, requiring tons of maintenance, and of course had no idea how to provide for ourselves, so the dark ones of the day took control and taught people to farm and to make clothes and so on and so forth, became pretty much slaves. Over the years, in more recent years, we finally evolved to 4 strands and 8, 12, and some beyond. And with that, since 1985, there was a wonderful energy burst that started awakening. It was time for us to come out of the darkness and control by these dark influences. Very slowly at first, piece by piece by piece. There's a crystal under the largest exposed chunk of granite on the planet, Stone Mountain, Georgia, and the base of it goes out under 5 states. That's one big tombstone, or however you want to view it. Well, in the days of Atlantis, that crystal was empowering them with their electrical needs and lived in harmony until they were invaded by darkness, and then those crystal energies were used for harm. Crystal being a sentient essence, said, I'm out of here. Shut herself down. And etherically, that's the good stuff. That's the light. Esoteric is the dark. Etheric energies moved Crystal to under Stone Mountain, where she was dormant for thousands and thousands of years. Until around 2012, it was time for her to reawaken. And I was part of that experience and assisted in awakening Crystal. So she has slowly been coming back, bringing her light and love. So that has added to the awakening. That's why we are in this crazy time of purging darkness, bringing in more light. But those were the humble beginnings. Little by little, light started coming in. In other words, it was time to end duality and return to unity of pure light and love once again. We had the experiment. It's over. Let's wrap it up, boys and girls, and get on with it. But the dark, having had control for 13,000 years, are going, I don't think so. And they play hardball. They went so far as to develop world wars and ongoing wars, endless wars. And throughout history, as a backdrop to all of this, the Mayan calendar tells us there are two parts. The first half of it, from the beginning of this paradigm until the midpoint around, well, or at least maybe not the midpoint, but at least around the time of Moses. Prior to that, it was matriarch was controlling everything. The mother of the family was the guiding force, the guiding energy, which was love and compassion and caring and family, but not a lot of progress, not advancements necessarily, but people lived in what today we'd call a commune state, a village, if you will, and they shared everything. There were no rules of marriage or whatever. That didn't even exist. So one night you might sleep with this person, another night another person. Whose child it is, it didn't matter. The village raised the child. And we might have opinions on that. I'm not judging it one way or another. I'm just saying that's what it was. And people were content. Well, during Moses' time, he was a critical person in the time. Now it was time for the males to dominate and control. First we had the feminine, now the masculine. He goes up Mount Sinai, and we are told he talked to God. Came up with 10 commandments. Well, remember, the dark had put layers and layers and layers and layers and layers, hundreds of them, maybe thousands of them, around the earth, so we could not access Creator. Remember, this is their dominant game. Now, we've got things going on within the game that they always want to be in control. So they gave the illusion it was God speaking to Moses, but in fact, it was a dark essence. The darkness are tricky, and they'll pretend to be whatever. And you might say, well, these commandments are good. And in today's world, we think, yes, we should honor our own wives and husbands and so on, rather than a commune environment. But during the matriarch era, there was no guilt or shame or blame or any of it. We all got along. So here come the commandments. Don't do this, don't do that, or do this, do that. And suddenly we have feeling of guilt and shame and blame. In other words, the beginning of law and male domination was initiated at that era. And what followed, well, we can see when you have strictly male domination without the balance, just the male. We have need to control wars, fighting, rape, pillage, theft. Look around. It's not hard to find, is it? All the problems of the world. Not that men are bad or men and male energy is bad, but when it's not balanced, we're like the critical thinking person who can't access part of their brain. They only can access one part, and they go kind of bananas. So matter if you only had one part and not the other, as we have the female and the male, they're made to work together. So first we experienced the feminine, now is the masculine, which we saw all the way up through around 2013. Mayan calendar was about a year off. And what came in, I was part of that as well, was the return of the sacred feminine. The sacred feminine and the sacred male. So before we didn't have the sacred versions, we just had the feminine and the masculine, and now we have the two together for the first time, the balance. Whoa, that was a jolt. So suddenly, men started feeling these feminine feelings for the first time. Or at least more dominantly. And females feeling a rush of male energies coming. So what has evolved? We saw in recent times, this evolves as the internet has exposed it more and more, this gender confusion. Men saying, I feel like a woman, you know, the Bruce Jenners. So men were confused by suddenly these feelings of the sacred feminine, and we see all kinds of odd behavior come from that, not quite understanding it. On the other side, we see the female coming into wanting to be more dominant and control and run things. What do we see in the movies and your television shows? Who are the action figures now? The feminine, female. They're kicking butt, right? And doing the things that only males had once done. So it became a very confusing time. You know, I identify as, and we got 72 genders, or whatever the latest count was. But there's simply only two, male and female. But it was a confusing time, and as we are assimilating all of this, the dark are playing upon this and manipulating people and making us accept all these odd behaviors as the new normal. So remember, it's still the darkness controlling this whole operation. They took it over. So they'll play every tool they have one against another. They play men against women, right? They play blacks against whites, or any religion against another religion. All of the tools they have are to control people in lots of ways. Politics, of course, that controls people. Laws, endless laws. Oh, we need 10 more laws. We need 100 more laws. That'll solve everything. That didn't work out too well, did it? Then we have religions. My safe haven. I can go there and I can have access to Creator. Well, how many different religions are there? Even within Christianity, there's dozens of different variations. My God is better than your God kind of a thing. And then, of course, we've got all the other major religions that each saying this is the way. Yet when Jesus came, or Buddha, or Muhammad, or Moses, each had a message. They were teachers. remember, everyone was blocked from access to Creator by the dark, putting a shell, many, many, many layers around us, so none of us could access Creator. We prayed. We went to church. We stayed at home. Wherever we did, we prayed. And praying is fine. It's wonderful. But it doesn't access Creator because we've been locked in this prison. Prison planet, we often call it. Even the dark ones put gunk, if you will, on Creator, as was later discovered. Now you and I and everybody who's walked this planet has seen wonderful things, horrible things. Successes, failures. That's your duality. Many of us have been abused. In fact, everyone has been abused in many ways by the darkness infested in the bullies and those who hurt you. You see, all humans are peaceful, loving people. The ones we see as the monsters who've done the harm to you or to this, the world or planet or the Stalins, the Hitlers of the world, whoever your favorite villain is in today's world. They've been invaded. It's kind of like one of those late night sci-fi movies, you know, where these people are invaded and they become controllable. Well, take out the Hollywood aspects of it and just understand these are indeed real. The average amount we're taking from people today that have been just average Joes, average Marys. 1 octillion. You may want to look that up. That's a lot of zeros after the 1. 1 octillion nasties right off the bat need to be removed, and they are, by a process that we provide, a gift from Creator. And then there was a separation from your higher self. With the fall of man 13,000 years ago, we've been separated from our higher self. That's reestablished in that first step. And everybody's been out of grounding. If you're not grounded, not in your heart, or reversed, plus not able to receive Creator's healing, despite you can't communicate with Creator because of these blockers, Creator's light is still there and can provide gifts, but the dark keep closing that door and locking it, and we have ways to reopen that and continually do that until all remaining darkness is gone. So we're all walking around with some level of darkness infused in us. I know, that's hard to admit. It's not pleasant to think, me, I'm a nice person. How could I be infused by dark nasties? I didn't do anything wrong. You know, I was hurt. Well, that's exactly when they invade you. When you've been hurt by another, you're vulnerable and opens the door for that moment, and in they come. So they're kind of like hovering everywhere, and when there's an opening, they'll fill it. You stumble and fall, spin your knee, boom, that's a trauma. As a little child, mommy or daddy scolded you, that's a trauma. A dog bit you, that's a trauma. Car accident, later in life, a divorce, a job loss, or whatever. Those are all traumas. And we're finding the most a person can resolve in one moment or one day is one decillion. That's another big number, a decillion traumas. Anything over that would put them on overload, so we do them a decillion at a time. That's another process, removing traumas. Remember I said there were contracts and agreements that you could have voluntarily agreed with the dark, but the dark changed the rules and said, forget it. I'm just going to dump all these contracts on you, and now you're required or limited in those ways. Of late, we're finding about 400,000 contracts and about 200,000 agreements if you've got them cleaned up. So, we're starting to work our way in understanding the Creator's gifts that have been provided through myself. And I've been blessed to have access through my traumas. Each time I overcame them, I moved up a notch higher, just as you do. And the next trauma, you overcome it, and you learn your lessons, and you move a notch higher. Well, you keep pursuing that for decades, and particularly in recent years. And about 6 years ago, I was able to indirectly form a link to Creator. And then directly about a year and a half ago. So a channel was opened through all that darkness, like a tube running through it, to have a direct connection. And my purpose from that, and I'm very blessed that I could do this, is then to share and awaken Joe and Mary here, who have joined us in our example. Enlighten them and give them an opportunity to resolve all their darkness, if they choose. It's an invitation. Then there's the ego is another one that came last. If you go to our BioRenew site, you'll find under ego a chart. And it lists by starting with level 2, which would be your Trumps and Jim Jordans, and, you know, the big people in the world who are making a difference. Then you go to the 3, 4, 5, all the way up to, oh, how far does it go? I think it's 7, something like that. And as you progressively go, you find like the Bushes, the Cheneys, and finally get to the last group, you have the MS-13s who just violently cut up people for the fun of it, literally dismember them. And you get the drug lords. And you get the George Soroses, for example, and Klaus, and those types of folks. And along the way, somewhere in there, you've got Pelosi's, you got the Hillary's, you got Obama's, and you can look it up on your own and find all of this. So a high ego coincides with doing more harmful things. In other words, they're more consumed by darkness. It's not so much the ego does it, it's just that the darkness pumps the ego. And they do these things, horrendous things, but they also close the hearts of those people. Once you get to about level 4, your heart's totally closed. So you can do heinous crimes, horrible things, and sleep well at night. So we wonder why the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, and the Moneymasters have stolen our money in any number of ways, primarily through the Federal Reserve System, which is not federal. There's no reserves. So it's a con. It's a scam from 1913, created at Jekyll Island off the Georgia coast and during that era. In fact, we hear the story and watch the movie of the Titanic, very dramatic, right? But they missed the main point here. What was the whole point of the Titanic? It was sunk intentionally, by the way, not an accident. Very easy to scoot around icebergs. They're very visible. It was planned. The captain was planned to sink the ship because who was on that boat? Honorable bankers of the day from Europe who were coming to the U.S. around 1912, just before the Federal Reserve Act was passed, they knew something was brewing and it would be a very bad thing for this country to accept it. And they were coming to warn Congress. Oh. So, let's sink the ship and sink them and sink the possibilities of people awakening, and sure enough, the Federal Reserve Act was passed. Certainly by putting a president, Woodrow Wilson, in power, that was a more of an academic, for one purpose, to sign off on the act, making control of all our money system, taking it out of the hands of the Treasury and putting it in the hands of some global bankers who are dark and evil. And every bank loan you've ever had, by the way, is a fraudulent bank loan. From Canada, U.S., that's where the Federal Reserve System dominates. So they take their signature on an application, a promissory note, and turn it into money, then turn around and then loan that same money back to you, which cost them zero, and now you are paying 30 years or whatever, plus interest, which cost them nothing. You heard right. They created money from nothing. Well, actually, by playing a little shell game. So when you turn money over to hucksters, you're not going to come out too well on that one. So they're getting extremely rich by all your payments, which they spent zero for. And then they have the audacity, if you stop paying, to take your home away and sell it again to some other person, put them into the same contract. Now, before we chastise the dark ones, do understand they're deeply infused with dark entities, energies, essences of different flavors in huge numbers, closing their hearts, limiting their minds, infusing greed. Not to say they have to, they must be stopped, of course, absolutely. But it's not them, it's the darkness, one flavor or another of darkness. So as we move forward, we found humanity falls into either dark, who are totally consumed by darkness, neutral, who are heavily infused but still can go one way or the other. Then moving up, we have the in the light folks who have shaken off most of their darkness. And then we have of the light, who are in the final stages of purging whatever is left. So there's four groups. Now, Creator, observing all of this, and remember, it's our game. Creator could, in a blink of an eye, end this whole paradigm, and we'd all vanquish, and that'd be the end of it. But the point of it was for us to evolve from the experiences, learn from the trauma, learn great lessons you couldn't learn any other way, as tough as they are, and evolve up the ladder to of the light and finally to a new paradigm that's waiting for us. And those who've come through the various cleansing steps, there's five basic ones, plus ego is optional, and function from their hearts. We call those elite members. First you have a membership, and then you learn from calls like this, from the education on the site, Earth News. And the truth shall set you free. If there's only one tool you need to survive, to grow, and to prosper, and to move out of this game, that's the tool. Seeking truth. Well, I know that Biden's this, or I know that Trump is that. That's not truth. That's an opinion based on certain biases. But when you set aside the ego and set aside all the nonsense and connect to your heart and ground, and it took me decades to evolve, and Lois has been my companion here these last years with these processes, we can find truth. Some people say, well, I've got my pendulum, or I've got my, I can do muscle testing. Yes, and one time I tried those same very things. But if you're not grounded and not in your heart, in a place of calmness, you cannot access truth. You might satisfy your ego, but it won't necessarily, and oftentimes isn't, true. Well, egos are wonderful. They help us laugh at jokes, right? We put a perspective on the crazy game we're playing here, don't they? So the ego has a positive side, but also a negative side. So reducing that ego to zero removes those temptations for ego to dominate. And pound their chest, look, I'm right, and you're wrong. It's not about right or wrong. It's about what is the truth. Ronald Reagan had made a statement once. He said, it doesn't matter who gets the credit for success when he was president, but let's just do the right thing. Basically, let's find the truthful thing and do that. He also criticized the Federal Reserve. Took a bullet for that. Kennedy criticized the Fed, CIA. Took a bullet for that, didn't he? Trump brought forth all kinds of truth. But the dark-controlled media blasted him left and right, didn't they? But he persevered. Then we have this 2020 election. Was it fair and honorable? Of course not. Even Biden himself said this is the most controlled election that ever was. They had all kinds of fake ballots printed from China, and so they could stuff them to whatever degree they needed to win the swing states. The electronic voting machines were rigged. Every vote for Trump would produce, whatever, 3, 4, or 10 votes for for Biden, and whatever. They could manipulate it any way they wanted. So why isn't Trump president? Why hasn't this been exposed? Well, Arizona did, and they said this is fraud. Other states are going through their audits slowly but slowly, or are waking up and saying, well, okay, we see this wasn't probably fair, but I don't know what to do about it. You know, some of them are in that mode. Eventually, the truth will bubble up. Why? Why is there such awakening? Why have the truckers in Canada been so successful? Yes, they had their bumps and bruises, but they weren't mercilessly stopped, were they? As would have been a year ago, or even 6 months ago. Because when I began realizing I could find esoteric energies about 6 years ago. And then a little later, Lois found she could as well. And we worked together. She could find things that I might not see. I could find things she wouldn't. And together we could, through my channel, access Creator and bring about change. In other words, to remove something, you have to first find it. And then present it to Creator for resolution. So remember, we're in this bubble. Creator's, if you will, looking in from the outside, but blocked, other than for the channel that we have created. Now, eventually, all of these will dissipate and we'll all return to a 24/7 access to Creator, as was the case before this game began. So the only way to resolve things isn't more wars, more laws. Now, we've got things like Nisara, Gisara, which are real, and they're set the groundwork, and that's as good as far as we can go on a fourth dimensional level. But there will always be then darkness trying to interrupt it, just like the ARV isn't going to happen until enough darkness is removed or enough people blocking it are removed. About 1% of the population, 70 million, have been the darkest of the dark, totally consumed by darkness. Some are dominant figures you would know. Some aren't, are behind-the-scenes characters. But they're all heart-closed, hardcore, doing evil. Not are evil, but doing evil, because they're so infused by darkness. The Soroses of the world, and the Klauses, and the Obamas, the Hillarys, the Pelosis, and on and on it goes. Some of these are mayors, governors. About a month ago, Creator took a bold step and said, for this game to move back to light, we need to remove these people. We've tried again and again and again to infuse them with light, and they're blocking it. They're refusing it. And by them controlling everything, dominating the world, they were removed over a 2-week period, every one of them. 70 million are no longer alive on this planet. I've just mentioned some of the names. They're all gone. Trudeau is gone in Canada. I mentioned Obama, Hillary. In fact, 80 or more percent of Congress back in January of last year were arrested, tried, imprisoned, and then beyond them, including all of them, who were dark, were all terminated, all over the planet. The financial people, military people, political people, media people. What we hear is, well, so-and-so resigned. Zucker resigned, and this person retired or whatever. Well, that's the cover story for they're dead. But to acknowledge that all these people, poof, 2 weeks just are dead. In fact, Gitmo's full of dark ones, right? A lot of vacancies now, because all that were there, the prisoners, are terminated. Not by human intervention, but by Creator removing them so we could move forward more rapidly to end this game. I mentioned earlier some of us seek solace in a religion. Did you know not all, but many religions are controlled by, at least in the U.S., by the IRS, and in Canada by the CRA. If you want to have your tax-exempt status, you better comply with our rules. In other words, that's the hand of darkness manipulating them. And they also bribe them. And by the way, tell us how many people come and fill your pews and at the very high level of these religions, we'll give you money. They want people to fill the pews. Doesn't matter what religion, because they're controllable. They're there to listen to one person on a, with a pulpit wearing a robe and to obey. Doesn't matter what the rules are. Every rule can be different. Doesn't matter. Well, I believe this. I believe that. Doesn't matter if it's true or not, because someday you'll be in a courtroom and there's a guy in a robe and you're in the pew, so to speak, and passing judgment, and you will obey. So it's a conditioning process. Our education system has turned into an indoctrination system. We've seen liberalization just go rampant throughout universities, now down into schools, into even young grades, and bringing back biases like CRT, critical race theory, teaching people that this race is better than this race, this is a bad one, and all this kind of nonsense. We went through that in the 60s. We don't need that anymore. So parents are uprising and saying enough, and they're standing up to the school boards and expelling them and removing them. Kids come out of these schools today, they can't even know, they don't even know their multiplication table. Go to a fast food restaurant and let's say your bill was $8.12. So you give them a $10 bill and 12 cents. Watch the clerk go berserk. She doesn't know what to do with that. I saw that firsthand and she had to call her manager. I don't know what to do. They can't do simple math in their heads. They've been taught new math or no math or whatever they've been taught. So the media is your indoctrination center. Schools have become your indoctrination center. The government. But all that's changing. So as I mentioned, since 6 years now, I personally have done over 33,000 cleansing sessions with Creator. Some might be one individual, others might be for the whole planet. Some might be for all that is or beyond. But each extracts a portion of the 13,000 years of darkness that has accumulated. And we're down to the final stages of this. And Melissa has participated with me in about 25,000 sessions. We've been busy. And we pay a price. We all pay a price for going against the dark. If you say to your bank, this is a fraudulent agreement, they take you to court, well, do you think the judges are fair and honorable? Think they're going to go against the great power of the financial world and rule in truth? Not yet. Or they'll be extinguished. But see, Creator took out that 1%, 70 million of the dark ones. They're gone, the most powerful, influential people on the planet. So now all that's left are the neutrals who are still got plenty of darkness, but maybe they're dip into the dark, and some of them just because they've been told by the dark for so long, here's what you do, don't change anything. Even though the dark ones are gone, they continue to run on autopilot. So that still needs to be cleaned up. And what will clean it up will be removing the invaders that infuse in them. And we can do this on a, and have on a global basis. We've had 6 years, but the dark have had 13,000 years to embed things, hide things, cloak things, block us from seeing them in lots of different ways. So we've had to learn a lot on how to find these. Here's an example. We've seen what, since the last year, we've seen gas prices nearly double, food prices going escalating like crazy. Some say the worst inflation in 40 years. And Lois and I were chatting last night, and we just, out of curiosity, we pursued that question. What's causing the gas prices to go up and food prices to go up? And we thought, well, it must be, you know, some sinister group out there manipulating this or that, and we've got, no, it wasn't the person at all, or people. And it took about an hour, and we pursued, and it wasn't someone, it was something. And there's generally three categories of darkness. You've got dark, another group called the bastards, and the third group called harmful things. And don't be misled. Harmful things can be extremely powerful and vicious. In fact, it was harmful things that are indirectly, well, I should say were, indirectly manipulating food and gas producers, people, with a system using an esoteric substance, we don't have a name for it, that manipulates them into shortage perceptions, thus giving them the impetus to raise prices. There is no real shortage, but a perception that there's a shortage, so therefore I better reduce the amount in each package as a shortage and keep the same price, or maybe even raise the price. But there's a shortage of gas, we're going to raise the price. That's a tool of these harmful manipulators. Have you seen how we are controlled? The invisible puppeteer up above is using humans as their puppets to fight one against the other, to control, manipulate, create discord, you name it. Well, those harmful things last night were decimated by a creator. We have about 40 different tools that we've developed over the years to remove certain types of energies. Each one may require a different tool. We have to find which is the right tool. First, find what the enemy is, so to speak, identify it in all its aspects. You'll often have weapons or arsenal and can do great harm if you approach them. Some are hunkered down into bunkers. Some are just flat out invisible or cloaked. And we had to find ways to find them. And there's all kinds of them. So the more we do, the higher the earth vibration rises, and that's a good thing. But as we are initiating energies to push, if you will, all darkness to the surface so it can be resolved, it also is purging within you. Some of those things are already being resolved within you and everyone on the planet. So Mary and Joe, as we're talking to you, educating you, you're being gifted regardless. But if you want a full clean and to get out of darkness control and return to a physical, healthier place, emotionally balanced, mentally stable, and financially solid, then do the process. if you choose. Now, we know the world is going on to a new financial system. It's already been in place, put in place, the Quantum Financial System, or QFS. Displacing the old fiat system, the pretend money system, you know, with the fake loans. Didn't matter if it was a mortgage, a credit card, a student loan, a car loan. They did the same thing for all of them. They're all fake. Making them super wealthy and us just getting by or worse. So that's being displaced by the hard asset. Our hard assets that have been used to back dollars so it doesn't deflate its value, as we've seen from the time the Federal Reserve was put in place to now, but was once worth a dollar, now is worth about a penny. When you flood the world with fake money and charge interest, you create the monster that we see today. By the way, the national debt, whatever trillion number it is today, that's not our debt. You don't know that. I don't know that. The owners of the Federal Reserve, that's their debt. So as they are being, well, now they're extinguished, of course, by Creator, but even before that, they were being rounded up and their assets were taken back. They often bought gold and had huge storages of gold and other assets, land, silver, platinum, whatever, and returned to their various countries. And they'll probably use that to back up the new dollar or whatever country of the world is, whatever their denomination is. The Chinese elders, the good guys, have been also providing the assets further to support a solid monetary system, which is what the QFS is all about. So when you have an esoteric nasties running the world and you're down here at the fourth dimension, no matter what you did on the fourth dimension, you could not ever solve the world's problems. World War II, the world ended all wars, did it? No, we've had how many dozens of wars since? You know, Korea, Vietnam, Middle East, Middle East, Middle East, and on it goes. Some say Jesus died for our sins. Now, Jesus didn't say that, but some say that about Jesus, for example. Well, if that's the case, for 2,000 plus years, we sure have seen a lot of sin, haven't we? In every form you can imagine, because it was the darkness that persisted, that causes every evil, nasty thing you can imagine. So there's a lot of misquotes that come from religions that are just not true. Remember, it's the truth that will set you free. I'm not against religions. I'm not for them. I'm for truth. Just let truth be the guidepost. There's no ego involved. It's just, what is true? I heard this, I heard that. Is it true? If it's not true, well, then what is true? When you pursue life that way, you'll find it opens a lot of doors, good ones, and leaves behind a lot of nonsense. It's hard for some folks to let go of nonsense, but if you have truth and it's a beautiful thing, and you open yourself up to receive Creator's healing, Creator's truth will simply displace little by little all those beliefs that were not true. And since we've been immersed in this game from birth, about 95% of what you were taught about life through your parents, your schools, the government, the media, wherever, life experiences, 95% is totally nonsense. Unless you've done a lot of work, okay, as many of our members have done. And those numbers start to grow in truth. So Mary and Joe, thank you for listening here and accepting as much as you're able from this discussion. There's a lot to ponder. No one taught us what was shared here tonight. Our school sure didn't. Our parents didn't know. Not faulting any of them. Our government was totally controlled and manipulated. Our media totally controlled and manipulated. So we've been brainwashed from the time we were born. And that's how we've stayed, under the control of darkness. We're fighting this one against that one. That's one of their favorite games. The other one is fear. Keep you in fear. Oh, we've got this going on. We've got world war going on over in Ukraine. Well, no. Putin's a good guy. He's of the light. There's two, what they call them, territories of Ukraine that for years have been wanting to be independent, free from the control of their very, very dark government, and asked for help. Remember, they once were the USSR, part of that group. And they wanted to return. And Putin gave many, many warnings. And finally said, it's time. We're going to have to come in and mop up these very dark things. But in particular, there were laboratories, some above, some below ground, producing weapons of mass destruction, ways that could kill massive people. Right next to Russia, well, that's a potential threat, isn't it? And most of those were funded by the United States. So Putin is destroying those, rightly so. Just as when Trump was president, he destroyed ISIS and then took over, worked with China to remove their CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, that was very militarized and a subset of China. So Xi is a good guy, so there's the good parts of China, and then the CCP are the bad ones. And one of the major cities they controlled was Wuhan. Sound familiar? The beginning of COVID. But did COVID ever exist? Is there such a thing as a COVID virus? COVID-19, whatever name you want to give it. Well, for decades we've been told, oh, this virus, that virus, the West Nile virus, Zika, and on it goes. No, viruses do not exist outside of the body. Now, that goes against everything you've been taught. No, that's nonsense. The CDC says, the WHO says, whatever says, my doctor says. They're saying what they've been told to say, what they've been taught, which is a lie. Remember, it's the truth that sets you free. So when you discover viruses are friendly, everybody has them, without them you wouldn't live, because every day millions of new cells die, or excuse me, old cells die, and new cells are formed. Well, we've got to get rid of those old dead cells some way. Ah, that's what the virus is for. It's like little Pac-Man that go punch, 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 and gobble up those dead cells. And then the white cells gobble them up. So they leave your body, they're all dead. That's the function of a virus. They do not ever leave your body. Bacteria do. There's good and bad bacteria. The good bacteria in your gut digest your food. There are dark bacteria that give you the sniffles and colds and what have you. World War I, they injected soldiers with a host of different bacterias, and they went throughout Europe and perpetuated the plague. Wherever they went, they brought their disease with them. It was stopped by homeopathy, taking samples of their fluids and succussing it about 30 times. There's no physical substance left. Just give that energy to the person, and that like cures like was the creation out of Dr. Hahnemann. The drug company said, can't make money that way. That's too cheap. What if we came up with this vaccine concept and inject people with some live viruses that will stimulate the body, so if we ever see it again, it'll, you know, that's the theory. The theory is bunk. You don't put poisons in your body and expect the body to be healthier. But all those vaccines we've had all our lives have accumulatively done harm to us. They don't cure anything. They don't avoid it. In fact, they'll give you the disease. Where do you think AIDS came from? Injecting people with nasty stuff, particularly those they wanted to wipe out, like the blacks and homosexuals. They're the ones who got AIDS, right? Guess what's in the jab for the solution for a non-existent disease? This vaccine for COVID is loaded with nasties, including giving you AIDS, graphene oxide, which slices up your arteries, creates heart attacks and blood lesions all over the place, strokes, and a host of more, all kinds of nasty things in there, with the intent to wipe out 80 to 90% of the population. Now, before you start judging the medical people, yeah, they did these terrible things. They cooked up these remedies, Big Pharma. By the way, Big Pharma originated out of Nazi Germany. After the war, they came to the U.S. and started our major pharmaceutical industry here. So their number one talent was killing people. And we have a drug industry, which are non-natural because they can patent them and make money. They don't have side effects. They have effects. They do harm. It creates a lifelong customer, doesn't it? Well, that one didn't work. Here's one to fix that, and that one did. Now we got another one, and it's that game goes on forever until the person dies. Death by vaccine, death by injection, death by prescription. So that's a hoax. What started people getting sick in Wuhan, by the way, was activating the 60 gigahertz of 5G towers. It was one of the first cities that had 5G, 12 million people. They turned it on, and wow, people started getting sick. Because at 60 gigahertz, that compromises people's immune system. Well, of course you're going to get sick from something. So they made up this fictitious virus, which doesn't exist. Never did. CDC, when asked, have you ever isolated it? No. Are you sure? Yep. That's how darkness works. It influences CDC people, WHO people, Big Pharma, doctors, whoever bought the lie. So the truth shall set you free. That's why Creator is his fifth item on the wellness cleanup was to clean your body of all viruses, whether it's the jab, the recent one, or anything you've had since birth. Accumulatively, they have all done harm. So anything devious, nasty, bad, harmful going on, there's some new rule, law, whatever, it's simply an example of darkness at work. In Canada, Queen Ramona got rid of total Congress, gone. This is, we don't need them. All they do is muck things up, make more laws, and add more taxes. So she got rid of all of that. One tax. And by the way, a lot of this is part of the Nasara and Gasara. But she went beyond. Says there's nothing between she, the queen, and the people. Interesting. Now she is benevolent and of the light. But that's an example of moving forward. We're moving away from dark leaders. Now, let's take a look at I mentioned earlier that our U.S. Congress, after the January 6th fake inauguration, which never did happen, it wasn't in D.C., it was just a lot of computer graphics and film. It was actually filmed in Hollywood. And the day before Biden was supposedly sworn in as president, the corporate U.S., which had been around since the Civil War, moving out of the sovereign president to corporate, which was illegal, that was dissolved. The corporate was dissolved. So Biden became the president of nothing. Trump, when he was there, became the corporate president, but also, quietly, the sovereign president, the first one since Lincoln. So, with Biden out of the way, Trump is still the president of the sovereign U.S., the real U.S., running out of Florida. There were arrests of Congress and all the administration, including the Supreme Court. Military tribunals were held, and around 80-90% of those folks were guilty of something and put in prison, including Joe Biden, Kamala, Hillary. Well, actually were killed during that event, but nonetheless, they're gone. And those who survived and were queen, there were only a small number, were put under a gag order, like Jim Jordan, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, who were not doing mischief, were good people. They were given a gag order, do not speak of what just happened, these arrests, or you will be imprisoned, because we're not ready to reveal to the public yet what's going on here. So for the last year, who's been operating the United States government? There's no administration. John Roberts of the Supreme Court was poof, he was gone. He was arrested. He was a dark one. The others have resumed their roles. Under gag orders as well. So we've been running our country for a year without an administration at all. No Congress. No bills have been passed. No executive orders written, even though the media might say they were. So they came up with a mandate. Oh, you got to do this. You got to take your shot, take your jab, or you get fired or whatever. And that's been opposed and shown to be illegal. Again, this is in darkness infused in our society. So here we run in Canada now without a Congress. We've been running the U.S. for a year, unknowns to the masses, of course, without a Congress or administration for a year. And I explained why the prices have gone up earlier. That wasn't anything to do with Biden or lack of Biden. It was simply darkness at work. Well, actually, it was more specifically harmful things at work. Remember, there's dark, there's nasty, or bastards, rather, and then there's the harmful ones. Three types of darkness. So the day will come when Trump will, and all this will be revealed. Maybe not Trump revealing it, maybe yes, but could be from any number of sources. But in the meantime, the whole world has signed on to Gessara saying, okay, we're going to get rid of all these fake governments, dictatorships, queens, kings, whatever, other than Ramana. She's good to go where she is. But Queen Elizabeth, she's dead. And Prince Charles and anyone who's dark, they're all dead. Any country in the world, pick one, whoever was a dark player is gone. But even before that, Gessara had been instilled under the understanding that if you want to play on the world stage, you must be part of Gessara and comply with the new financial system. And if you don't, you won't, your money's no good. You can't trade. You can, within your country, do what you want, but you can't import or export because nobody's going to accept your phony money. That's a pretty strong incentive to get on board, and they have 200-plus countries. So with removing the 1% or the 70 million dark ones, that was a huge blessing by Creator, plus 100,000 neutrals who were not serving any purpose are gone as well. So, Joe and Mary, glad you came forward and have listened here. We've covered a smattering of a lot of things, but if you think of the, maybe you've done a jigsaw puzzle in your life, and maybe a real challenging one would be 1,000-piece. Might take you weeks or months to finally put all the pieces together, and then you get the whole picture. What we are revealing here tonight is maybe a 1 million part jigsaw puzzle, and for 6 years, well, longer actually, the club's been here 17 years plus, we've been putting pieces of the puzzle together, little segments here, little segments there, and they all seem independent. You know, you got the big pharma, big agri with GMOs, and you've got government, and you've got military, and media, and on, the things we covered tonight, and much more. Religions. And it seemed like they all were independent, but when you complete the puzzle, you start to see they all integrate together and they're all manipulated by darkness. Playing one against the other. Well, let's start a war over here. We'll manipulate this situation and over here this situation, and we'll get a spark going and aha, destruction. As long as people are fighting one another, we're not seeing the invisible hand manipulating everything and everyone. And I say I've been blessed with Lois to find and see these, not with our physical eyes, but with our third eye. Why do you suppose they put fluoride in water? Fluoride calcifies your pineal, your third eye, so you don't have access to it. And if you're blessed enough to have fluoride in your water, or stayed away from it, however, wonderful, but they put esoteric things there to block you as well. They've tried everything they can to keep you, Mary and Joe, from awakening. But Creator has set in motion things to remove all these blockages as well. GMOs have been undone. Nuclear wars have been prevented. Anything of mass destruction is being halted, such as the vaccines. Once they got rolling, these jabs were killing people every which way you can imagine and harming them. Creator neutralized all of these. Some, of course, they changed the formulas here and there, and some of those still harm people, and that was what brought that to the attention, to see all these horrible things inside of these vaccines. And if you ask for an insert today, you can't even find one. But if you did, you would be blown away by about 40, 50 different things of ailments, diseases, including death, that they create. You can see why they stopped putting inserts in there. So, we've been fooled. We've been manipulated. But as the mosaic of the grander puzzle is coming together, we see all actions, all fights, all divorces, all arguments, all disease is simply darkness at work. So, an open invitation. If you haven't, get yourself cleaned up. The total wellness cleanup, 5 steps. Then there's a little test. Well, it's not even a test, a study guide. To see what you've learned. We've covered a number of things tonight, but there's a study guide to help you reflect on some things maybe that we didn't cover here, that were covered in other talks, other articles. Earth News is loaded with them. So if you want truthful news, turn off your TV. Don't watch your 6 o'clock, 11 o'clock news. Ignore most, if not all, of your internet nonsense. And go to Earth News. We filtered it. But this time it's filtering out all the nonsense and allowing you to find truth. Now, granted, sometimes there's a video, and maybe there's 90% is true, but there's a couple things that are off. Well, that's okay. We'll let that one go in there because it has a lot of eye-opening information. So some of the independent folks out there are off once in a while. Sometimes they're spot on. But nobody's figured out yet that I've seen anywhere that there is no Biden administration. They're all dead. All the dark ones. And there's no Congress, no Senate. Nobody has yet figured that out and made any public announcement of it. But it's true. Just as most people don't know what's happening up in Canada. There is no administration there either because she just shut it down. How she came into her power, I don't have the whole story on that, but she's been in the wings quietly for decades waiting for this opportunity to come forward as the rightful queen for Canada and some other countries. Why did she choose in the last 6 months to do this? Because the light was high enough from all the cleansing we've done, 33,000 sessions, to allow her to come forth safely. And now with the dark ones gone, she can share truth, just as Trump was doing, but his messages were being obliterated by the dark media. So whether you like his style or not, that's one thing, but he spoke the truth. At some point, you may have witnessed him saying, oh, yeah, go out and get the jab. There was a video. I saw it. Looked a lot like Trump. Sounded like him. But it wasn't. Computer technologies have advanced so far. You've seen the movies and how people do impossible stunts. And those are computer graphics. They've refined it even further, and they can take a character like a Trump or a Biden, such as for the State of the Union address in March earlier this year, and write a script, just like type a script, whatever you want them to say, and then here's this little mannequin, a robot, it's really just dynamic animation, speaks it in the voice of Biden. All these snippets you see of Biden here, Biden there, well, or having him speak a little bit, that's not Biden at all. He's gone. He's been gone for a year. Or Kamala, she's gone, or Hillary gone, Pelosi gone. So if any of these, in fact, a year ago, we didn't have a State of the Union. They weren't prepared to put a phony one in yet, so it took them a year till this March to come up with, which actually was a masterpiece of production. I was very impressed. And they showed Joe Biden, instead of stumbling, Joe fumbling over his words, falling all over his tongue, spoke with some authority, some continuity, saying, hey, that's not Joe. It wasn't. And behind him, here's Pelosi and Kamala, both dead. And then they showed the audience and all kinds of folks there. Well, that is a masterpiece of computer graphics. They use either CGI or DA, which is dynamic animation. Those are the two primary technologies. And they're extremely real. You'd have, by eyeballing it, you would not test or be able to determine, is it real or is it Memorex, right? But when you learn, as Lois and I have, to discern truth, you will be able to easily discover that's fake. So, it is a strange world we're waking up to, but a wonderful one where it's leading to. And all those who are moving toward in the light and then of the light, functioning from their hearts, and our elite members will be the first to be gifted in a host of ways, including financial. Remember the quantum systems, the new one? Well, Creator will not allow humans to intervene and mess up and try to steal funds from you, as they have a tendency to do, but rather will provide you an account and deliver to you something like a debit card, well, actually very much like one, and you will have financial abundance to buy a new home, a new car, and live the good life. Not because you asked for it or demanded it or deserved it or didn't deserve it, just because you have done the cleanup and have moved yourself away from darkness, cleansed yourself. Creator is gifting you as a wonderful expression, as a thank you. And it goes beyond that. And the elite members know about what will happen with their bodies as they heal and actually transform. So there's reasons to clean yourself up. Some will take that path, some have. We honor them. And others are still like Joe and Mary were. They're like, huh, what? This can't be true. What, you know, what is true? I've heard this, I hear that, I don't know what to do. This particular recording will be the new introductory call for newbies. I'll be posting it out on the site, this portion of it, so they can get a glimpse of what you've learned, and many of you have learned over 5, 10, 15 years or more in some cases with many of you as we have grown and been attacked relentlessly, trying to shut us down, stop us up, throw me in prison, tried to kill me. You know, the usual things they do with folks who are bringing out truth. But those who have tried to harm me are no longer, and here we are. So truth will prevail, and we will find our destiny. Initially, we chased the gold, we chased the money, and found, well, if it's controlled by the dark and they control the courts, the laws, the system, we're going to get relief. And now that the Federal Reserve is out of business, the Treasury has taken it over, all their assets are scarfed and distributed, there is a hard time getting blood from a turnip or money from a bankrupt organization such as the Federal Reserve owners. So create our understanding all of this, not a replacement for, but in addition to a new process for elite members. In the RV, happens here, happens there, whenever, however. If you have had the old GSA or a AR process, which will have a limited likelihood of ever producing, Trader knows that, and when you are an elite member, you will be extra compensated on a monthly basis for those items that have not been processed. And if the RV, by the time you get your funding from Creator, hasn't produced for you, you too will have extra compensation. Benevolent wise, if you say, well, gee, I wanted to have my millions of dollars to help this, this, and that, wonderful. Go to those people, introduce them to the club, listen to this call or one like it, get up to speed on the site, do the process as you did, and they will be compensated in a better way. If you throw money at someone who is still consumed by darkness, what's going to happen? What's the likelihood it'll be good? It'll be squandered, dissipated, and they'll be coming back looking for more. So Creator's plan is clean up the individual first, clean up oneself first. Then you are evolving to of the light status. Now you're in a position to accept Creator's awesome gifts. So it took many years for me to finally evolve to this state, and it, Joe and Mary, it'll take you a while as well. So each will find their own way in their own time. And right now, I'm going to wrap up our session here. And I'm going to ask Debbie to come on for about 2 minutes here. And just kind of maybe recap what you heard here tonight in 2 minutes, what I took an hour to do or more. And I shall be back in just a couple of minutes.
All righty. Well, it was definitely informational. If you are paying attention to what is being said on mainstream media, I don't know what to say. It is really difficult to be at peace at all with all the garbage that is going on around us, that the majority of it is so fake. And for me, I don't watch any of it. And I am at peace more now than I have been in a long time. And it's kind of bizarre for myself anyway, is knowing how freaked out so many people are. And you almost sit here and go, okay, am I not supposed to be this calm? But I am grounded. I can weed out the garbage. I don't pay attention to the garbage. And I isolate myself from people that don't think the way I think. And that is how we need to really focus, is thinking differently than what quote unquote they, MSM, are trying to get us to think. That has been their methods for years, and the government is to keep us under their thumb, thinking the way they want us to think, not our own free will of thinking. And so that is something that we offer here, is giving you the truth. And sometimes it's hard to hear, but if you stick around long enough, you will find that actually what is being said on these calls is true. And everybody learns and accepts and goes through their process of healing and cleaning themselves up at a different pace. And so you can't rush anybody. You can't slow anybody down. You just have to do it at your own pace. And we allow that to happen. And these things that are being offered to you as members is something you will not find anywhere else. And I, for one, am very appreciative of all I have learned and how I have grown through being a member of this club. And it is not what I started out with. I came in it just like all the rest of you guys for the money, because that's how it was portrayed, and that's what, you know, what the intentions are. And we had to get beyond that, and we have now been taken beyond that to reality of, are we ready for money? Do we really want it in a situation that we have been in through these years? Now that things are getting cleaned up and stuff, when the time is right, it is going to be right. And it's going to be really good. And we don't have to look around the corner and worry about things that we would have had to worry about beforehand. So it is very special and very unique. And we're all very privileged to be a part of this. And we've been put in this for a reason. And you have to find what that reason is for you. And I hope you do. And we as staff appreciate your membership and your growth. And we're all growing together. And that is pretty special and unique. So I hope you all appreciate Tom's efforts and Lois' efforts and
Debbie's efforts.
Sorry, my dog. And, but it's, we've all grown so much and are very appreciative that we are a part of this. And I want to, you know, thank you, Tom, as well, for seeing what needs to be done and being able to achieve for all of us. So I'll give it back to you.
You know, when you've been slammed and bammed and hurt as much as you have, I have, and all of us have, we got two choices. We either roll over and huddle, hunker down and obey the master, or we start kicking butt. And there's a price to pay for that, too. How about the founders of our country? Most of them wound up broke or dead after the Revolutionary War, and many did. Only a small percent, though, woke up and said, enough's enough. And that's what's happening. But the wonderful part is Creator is now able to assist us in greater and greater ways, and so the load is being lifted. And we're very pleased that you have chosen to be here tonight or listening to this call, however it came to you. This is a free will paradigm, too, by the way, in case you haven't noticed. It may not seem like it, but my free will tells me it's illegal, or I can't, or it's imposed, or I got to wear a mask, or I got to, you know. But it's still free will. You willingly put on the mask to comply with something. And we each, you know, had to deal with those situations in our own way. But we're seeing the news of the fake COVID dissipating. The focus is now on this, the Ukraine and Putin, who is doing good things. Thank you so much, Debbie, and all of our wonderful guests here tonight. And thanks to Creator for the gifts that he is providing on a daily basis. May you all be blessed. Good night.